Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the final recording in the book, The Migration of the Truthful Traveler, in the section of the Duas of the Sixth Door. There are, by my count, 42, 43 of them, and we're on number 37, so we'll complete the reading today. Inshallah, starting with number 37. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Dua number 37. Our Lord, do not let our hearts waver after you have guided us, and bestow mercy upon us directly from your essence, for you are the bestower of gifts. O praiseworthy seeker, O praiseworthy seeker who is attentive to the words of the real sent from the hidden world to the manifest world, extending the divine names and qualities of the essence, you should notice what comes from the hidden to the manifest at all times. And you should observe in accordance with the divine loving. You must empty your mind and thoughts of everything except inclining toward Allah and observing His marvelous creation and His makings. Beware of becoming unconscious of Him, even for an hour, because that would cause you long regret and great loss if you were one of the wakeful. Our Lord, do not let our hearts waver after you have guided us, and bestow mercy upon us directly from your essence, for you are the bestower of gifts. Amen. Dua 38. May Allah annihilate fana, us in Him, and make us remain in existence, baka, by His remaining in existence, by His favor and generosity. O one who is holding tightly onto the strongest, most just, and best connection of the chosen law, you must act accordingly and struggle against your ego self and strive against it until your soul, nafs, becomes secure and content with any decree upon it, and so that you endure the afflictions that might befall you until you annihilate the false identity of yourself and remain in existence by the existence of the real's identity. May Allah annihilate us in Him and make us remain in existence by His remaining in existence by His favor and generosity. Amen. Dua 39. May Allah, the All-Forgiving, Al-Ghafur, the Forgiver, Al-Ghaffar. Make us among those with insight and who receive counsel by his favor and outreaching generosity. O seeker who is in pursuit of the way of unity, may Allah guide you and us to the straight path. You should persevere in obedience and in performing the obligatory duties while traveling the way of annihilation. You must patiently bear the harm of those who are confused or astray, those who manipulate the truth and who do not follow spiritual guidance. They do not follow the way of divine justice, therefore, you must not turn to them or pay attention to them. Do not wish for revenge, because Allah is enough to protect you from their harm. So hold on to patience and reverence. The whole matter is in the hands of Allah, and He is the wise, the irresistible subduer, the powerful, the one who fixes everything, and the mighty. He is the avenger of the transgressors and the liars, in the perfect time and in the most perfect and powerful way. O one who has been actualized in the rank of the truth of certainty, may Allah enable you to master the station without wavering. You should reflect upon the metaphors of the glorious Quran to unveil its secrets with a heart empty of illusion and whisperings, purified of blameworthy qualities that accumulate by following the people who live in fantasy and who judge, evaluate, and criticize the Quran with opinionated, incompetent thoughts with no proof from the all-wise and the all-knowing. You must direct yourself completely toward Him with a heart absent from everything else that might busy it. Your heart should turn away from the causes of confusion which lead you astray. Those causes issue from the possessors of outside views who, in accordance with their traditions and preconceptions, tolerate only a small portion of the truth. Beware of being satisfied with only the outside words of the Quran, without diving into its ocean and flowing in its current. Its ocean is full of the jewels of knowledge and the truths that lead to the station of the truth of certainty. If you examine and dive into it, you will extract the pearls of its bounty in accordance with your receptivity and readiness. Then you can rightly declare, and this is from Surah 69, 51, and 52. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa-innahu lahakul yakin. Fasabih bismi rabbikal adim. Sadaqallahu adim. Surely it is the truth of certainty, and you will be the example of the divine words. So glorify the name of your Lord, the Immense. O praiseworthy one who professes the unity of Allah and lives accordingly, Al-Muwahid Al-Muhammadi, it is not enough for you to believe, but you must taste and witness if you are one of the possessors of insight and reflection. Indeed, the next stage is the eternal abode, the abode of settlement. It is the truly existent world, whereas the first stage consists of shadows, without real existence and reflections, without constancy, and extensions without realities, and entities without verification. Therefore, do not settle there, pass it by, do not live there, but be a traveler. My follower, you do not know, but someday every shadow will perish. Its pleasures and temptations are mirages that you cannot reach. What is in that world that you hold on to so tightly? Why do you find pleasure in its temporary ornaments, which make you heedless? Soon you will die, and whatever you have saved in the world, you will leave. So why not prepare yourself for the final abode while you were in the first abode? Why do you not save provision for what is next? In conclusion, you have a choice to die willingly before death takes you by force. Know that this life in the lower world is but a temporary pleasure. But if you carry provision from it, it will benefit you in the final abode, which is the abode of settlement. O seeker, you should physically exert your utmost effort in the way of the unity with your wealth and in all of your states and stations. You must strive to purify yourself inwardly and outwardly, and empty your heart from all that busies you and keeps you from pure reflection and pursuit. You should prefer seclusion and continue to make retreat. You should also adorn yourself with the ethics and qualities inherited from the chosen prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surrender to the Book of Allah, follow its commands, avoid its prohibitions, and adhere to its rulings to purify your mind from inclining to other than the real. Everything other than this falls short of the truth and has no consideration in reality. If you follow, you will be one of the virtuous elite who gain insight and receive counsel, and you will also gain the secrets and the understandings of the signs that the Gnostics before you understood. Beware of accompanying the evil ones who are deceived by worldly pleasure and by the desires of a false life resulting in loss and terrible consequences. May Allah, the All-Forgiving, Al-Ghafar, the Forgiver, Al-Ghafur, Ghafar, make us among those with insight and who receive counsel by His favor and outreaching generosity. Dua 40. O our Guardian Protector, actualize us by your reality. O possessor of power, the most strong. O seeker who has been actualized by the attentive care of the real, and by his encompassing and singular managing of his world of the reflection of the attributes, al-mulk. His world of the essence, al-Malakut, his world of infinite possibility and power, al-Jabrut, and his world of divine names and qualities, al-Lahut. You must firmly believe that his power is complete and perfect, and he is not tired by guarding and preserving his worlds. On the contrary, he can bring into existence or manifest what he wills by his power, in accordance with what is constant, firm, and verified by his knowledge. His decree contains images in the preserved tablet beyond your ability to imagine, but he can with ease bring new worlds into existence from a particle, as he wills. He also deposits the knowledge of unlimited worlds into every atom of creation. In conclusion, whatever the human heart has the capacity to reach, and to whatever extent his chest can expand, he will realize that Allah is capable of actualizing his arrival. Nothing is an obstacle to him or impossible for him, for he has power over everything, and his will commands everything. Therefore, what the human heart reaches is within his power and will. What majesty is prepared for you if you but witness the world with insight and take counsel? Witness yourself in the subtle accuracy of your organs and sense faculties. Do not take anything for granted or become too familiar to notice its marvel. If you witness with insight, you will find marvelous and countless aspects in each and every atom of the universe. Your habits with everything veil you from being fully conscious of the majesty and prevent you from noticing divine excellence and originality. If insight illuminated your eye, and your secret and heart witnessed and took counsel, you would see the majestic power of Allah, his making and his wisdom in every gaze and every blink of the eye. Then you would realize that resurrection, gathering and dispersing are not at all difficult for him, and returning the dead to life is easy for him. O our guardian protector, actualize us by your reality, O possessor of power, the most strong. Dua 41. May Allah, the one who fixes everything, the Almighty, make us among those who are guided and who are granted success. And may he ease the arrival at the station of unity and actualization for us by his favor and generosity. Amen. O praiseworthy seeker, you must provide yourself with what is necessary for the day of recompense by consciously guarding yourself from evil, by avoiding the prohibitions of Allah and surrendering to his commands, and by adorning yourself with his manners. If you do this, you will not be ashamed in front of Allah on that day, and you will not be regretting your ruin before him among the rebellious and those who denied and covered up the truth. You should continuously perform your duties and that which is recommended, and you should follow the sunnah, praying, giving alms, etc. You should also try to be closer to Allah by performing voluntary prayers and charity, serving people and pursuing good and benevolent deeds. You must exert your utmost good and abandon what is offensive and abhorrent to common sense, so that you can protect yourself from their consequences and reach the garden, attain happiness and gain gifts of honor. May Allah, the one who fixes everything, the Almighty, make us among those who are guided and who are granted success. And may he ease the arrival at the station of unity and actualization for us by his favor and generosity. Amen. This is the last dua, 42, before the closing. May Allah make us among the servants and to serve the dust under the feet of the servants. O one who has certainty regarding the establishment of the hour and what will take place concerning reward and punishment, and in the garden and in the fire, you must plant on your farm what you want to harvest. Plant the good seeds of virtuous actions and pleasing manners and praiseworthy states, good ways and accepted ethics that were actualized by the chosen prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and pure followers. You must remember the hour and its terrible events in all of your states. Beware of being deceived by the metaphorical life and by turning toward the ornaments of the lower world, because it will forsake, disappoint, confuse, fail, and lead you astray from the way to the real. Do not follow temptation and do not be deceived by glitter. Then you will not end up with the losers. And this is now from Quran 39:15. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fa'abudu mashitu min duni kullina al-khasirina al-ladina khasiru anfusahum wa ahlihim yawm al-qiyamah alla dhalika huwa al-khasara Husranul Mubin. You will not be end up with the losers who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Ah, that will be the clear loss. O seeker who has been given direct perception and insight into the truth of faith and gnosis, may Allah make easy for you what He originally made easy for you, and may He make you firm and steadfast in following such pure perception. You should hold tightly onto the robe of the divine blessing of success. Hold tightly onto the garments of those who have realized and been actualized by the truth, the prophets and the guiding messengers and the saints and the friends of Allah who are guided by the guidance of the prophets and the messengers. For they are the elite of existence and the special of those who have unveiled the secrets of existence. You should adorn yourself with their manners and follow their footsteps and seek spiritual guidance in the glorious Quran, which will lead you to be among those who are granted success and prosperity. They reach the center of the unity which diminished all preconceptions and traditions inherited from those whose hearts were heedless and full of speculation. You must study and reflect inwardly and outwardly, because you are the one to observe yourself. And by this reflection you are led to what is beyond the signs which Allah gives you to lead you to annihilation in the holiness of the essence, and to remain in existence by its remaining in existence. May Allah make us among the servants and to serve the dust under the feet of the servants. Amen. And this closing. O seeker for whom the reality of the Quran has been unveiled, may Allah continue to guide you to the truth, to its truth. You should firmly believe until it is unveiled to you that the decree of all accidents in this world of generation and corruption are written on the preserved tablet that is not subject to replacement or change. Who can exchange or substitute the word and the judgment of the Most Powerful, the wise and the all-knowing? All actions that take place in the physical world of time, space, and matter, Al-Mulk, or in the angelic world of the essence, Al-Malakut, are illustrated on its surface, but ascend to Allah, so that no action escapes His control, authority, or knowledge. The noble Quran came from the decree of the preserved tablet, and in general the Quran alludes to every immutable quality in the preserved tablet. Therefore, whoever is reached by the eternal care and is attracted by the one who attracts can deduce the meanings of the signs of the Quran and arrive at the lights of the secrets and gain the knowledge of Gnosis, which the real details in his preserved tablet, in the presence of his knowledge. Those who arrive at this Gnosis and understand are very few. But in conclusion, always have hope for everything beautiful from Allah, and do not ever despair, for none despair the outreach of the Spirit of Allah except the losers. This brings us to the close of the readings. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.